Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here, right here at Blog Talk Radio. Happy holidays. Yay, yay, yay. And I'm just checking, making sure. Excuse me. I'm looking in my studio to see if Cousin Linda is online. But good morning and happy holidays to you and yours. I'm tickled because I felt like saying, yo, 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 like one of my favorite morning shows that I like to watch. I have many favorite morning shows, but one of my favorite that I love to watch on Revolt TV is The Breakfast Club. And they are so amazing, and I love the intro of the show also. You know, when they say, yo, 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 yo. But what's up, what's up? Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on this Saturday, December the 2nd, 2017. It's amazing. We have less than a month before we ring in the new year of 2018. And that would be a good topic for us to talk about next Saturday of Cousin Linda, resolutions and setting goals and other amazing hot topics. Today I just scheduled a show to discuss holiday hot topics. But today is, you know, I'm in my native Jackson, Mississippi still, and today the city of Jackson will celebrate their annual Christmas parade, and I hear that the parade begins at 12 noon. I've been a shut-in for the past couple of weeks. You guys know my mother had been hospitalized and recovering. And for the past couple of weeks, I've been sick with a horrific cold, chest cold, trying not to, you know, just trying my best not to prevent it from getting worse. And I haven't coughed yet, so it's on the last of that hacking cough. So hopefully I will be able to talk without any coughing. And the captain of the show on Saturday is my cousin Linda. Hopefully she will call in. If not, I will do my best doing commentary. Or you guys also are welcome to call in also. The number is 646-787-1578. But again, today is the annual, there are Christmas parades pretty much everywhere, right? But today in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi, the annual Christmas parade will be happening at 12. And I wonder exactly what time, so I just heard on the ABC affiliate 16 here in Jackson, Mississippi, that the time is 12. Because I've been, like I said, I've been pretty much a shut-in the past couple of weeks, trying not to get sicker other than doing certain important tasks and errands and assisting my mom and assisting myself. Today is the annual... It's the monthly art and coffee event that's scheduled the first Saturday of every month at Mississippi Museum of Art. So plan to attend that event, and that event is scheduled from 10 to 11:30. And art and coffee is always amazing. We get a chance to, you know, to congregate with the staffers at the Mississippi Museum of Art, or one or a few discuss with us the details of their duties, and we're so excited because we're preparing for a new exhibit, and so they've been sharing like behind the scenes discussions and how they prepare for certain exhibits and so on. So I'm hoping this morning we get an opportunity to see. It's not open to the public till December the 9th, but there's an Andy Warhol painting, the Elvis Presley one. You guys, you know what I'm talking about. Those of you that know, it's up, but it's not. It won't be open to the public until December the 9th. So I hope we get a chance to get a little sneak peek of that. Maybe I shouldn't be talking about it, huh? I might be messing up our chances of getting a chance to see it. But hopefully, we get a chance to get a sneak peek of that historic painting this morning. But those of you that are in the Jackson area for pleasure or on business, you definitely wouldn't want to miss the art and coffee event. And again, the Christmas parade begins at noon. But we have You guys know I'm a Royal Watcher, and so you all know I have been very excited and really would like, you know, when I began the show in 2011, soon after the Royal Wedding of Kate and William happened, and I've been a Royal Watcher since I was a little girl, and I'm just so excited for Meghan and Prince Harry. Congratulations to you guys. So super, 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 super excited. So I think that is just amazing, amazing. This is amazing. I mean, it is just so exciting for the world, for their families, for the world, and those of us that are Royal Watchers, for, you know, America and England to come together. You know, it's just amazing. So, you know, that's what we're all about, right? Create world peace and love. It's like Prince used to say, let's make love, not war. So that's a perfect example right there. There are so many hot topics to talk about. And so Cousin Linda has not called in yet. I will discuss some topics. There's a lot to talk about. I don't know if I should go to the political realm, or should I go to the Me Too movement? Because that is something that we need to schedule to talk about, the Me Too movement, things that are going well and not so well in the world of politics. But, you know, today is Saturday. It is the holiday season. But it's just amazing the head honchos, the bigwigs. It's crazy. It's everyday people. But it's just I'm just going to cut to the chase and say I am just speechless regarding Russell Simmons. I mean, Russell Simmons is somebody that I have pretty much have inspired me, and I aspire to be like since the beginning. I have ridden with the success of Russell Simmons, Rush Communications, Def Jam, just the beginning. I'm 49. And you know, one thing they talked about on the Breakfast Club yesterday was, you know, some of this happened before he turned into the spiritual person that we know of him today. But even back in the day, I never heard like bad things about, you know, word travels and gossip travels, and I had never heard of any bad things regarding Russell Simmons. And so, you know, I'm not saying I don't believe anything, but I'm just saying that that's news that devastate me, like Charlie Rose co-workers were devastated, and Matt Lauer co-workers have been devastated regarding they didn't know this side of this person, you know. So, but I'm just saying it seemed like but it's good people are speaking up, men and women are speaking up. I talked on Facebook the other day regarding how, you know, as a young girl aspiring to be successful in beauty, fashion, entertainment business, and a lot of my local and national mentors and peers would always stress the importance of not being a hoe in the business, of not being perceived to be a hoe in the business, especially if you're a woman and you want to be taken seriously in the business. And, you know, many times throughout my lifetime, you know, people always referred to me as the BITC agents. And I know sometimes I would be down, and some of my mentors and peers would say, well, you know, there's a thin line between being a hoe and being a bitch, you know. And there's always been a stress regarding that. And then also don't get caught up in slipping your way to the top. But this Me Too movement, it's bringing out like a whole nother level of what people have to deal with. People shouldn't have to deal with. I even have like everyday friends that are openly coming out talking about their lives and how they have used their positions of power in their workplaces, you know, at stores, restaurants, et cetera. It's good that not only are people coming out and sharing their stories, But then people that feel like they have taken advantage of people they've worked with are also coming out also. But, you know, it's just important for us to watch. I've always loved being businesslike and professional, but then also I have known growing up to be a wild child. But it's always important for us to remember what our parents taught us or those that we believe in and to care ourselves in certain manners. There's a proper place for certain things. And then to make people, no one likes to be uncomfortable. So that's something that we should always be respectful and mindful of helping people to be comfortable if it's regarding personal or and especially business relationships. So I definitely would like to, if I can contact the Me Too creator, movement creator, would be great to get her on the show. But I have seen, but as a little girl growing up, you know, I've seen situations of loved ones, family members, friends, parents or whatever, you know, going through situations of maybe they had been sexual harassed, on a job or had to leave a job. Honestly, I have seen it up close, and, you know, if I can get permission to share certain stories, I will. And my Me Too story, which I have shared with you guys when I talk about Avon and Mark, because Mark is a big proponent in providing education regarding especially tweens and women of all ages regarding date rape and being put in sexual situations. Uncomfortable sexual situations and being in domestic violence situations. And I have been in both of my short-lived marriages were abusive. And at age 16, I was, and I disassociated myself. And I'm sure a lot of people that have been coming out regarding these Me Too situations, I was date raped by friends that I trusted at age 16. And I just disassociated that situation. And until, like, in recent years, like the past, within the past 10 years, had I started sharing my story regarding being date raped by two friends that I really trusted. I was supposed to be going on a movie date with just one of my friends and ended up being both of them and ended up being date raped. And mother knew I was going on a date, on a movie date with one of the friends. And I never told mother until, like, later what happened. But I did tell, like, my closest best friends as soon as it had happened, as soon as I arrived back to the home. But that's my Me Too story, but I have, you know, domestic violence stories, but sexual harassment in the workplace, I haven't experienced. I experienced bosses that were maybe too, like really pushy on other bosses or people that warned me or bosses that were like too, like very mean. But I've always been able to deal with certain type of managers and so on. And then the auditions that I have gone on and the casting calls and movie sets and even and working as a hair model exclusively for Tony, based here in Jackson, from my teen years to my late 20s, I've, you know, always had a fun time. Just give me my cocktail before I hit the stage, you know, and working with my friends in recording studios and writing and working on different artistic and creative projects. That goes back to what I say. My peers and my mentors and my friends have always stressed not only do from just the upbringing, but have always stressed in this business you either looked at as a whole or a bitch. No in between, no thin line. I know one of my friends, many of you in the Seattle area, Shump Shadeen Williams. He's a music guy. He's in real estate also right now, but he's a music guy and he's a playwright and he promoted a lot of hot plays back in the 90s. And he was a mentor of mine. And I know he's one person, not to mention many others, but I know he was stressed that, and I can call some other names, but I won't name drop. But I know he used to stress that to me, and a few other local and national people that you guys know and are familiar with would stress that also regarding the thin line. But this is a whole other thing when you can't go and audition. You can't work on a project while being concerned about someone or doing a certain thing to you. But, you know, it's, I guess, wow. I don't know. I've always wanted to be a successful actress, not just work behind the scene. And, like, I've been talking to you guys before about how my mom and I, my mom used to be concerned about me being a token. I don't mind being a token. I'm often a token, you know, as long as it's sending a good, you know, sending a good message. But I always had a concern being based in the Deep South or being typecast for certain, you know, eras when there are so many other stories, that modern day stories that need to be told, and so many of us need to create our own, you know, films and TV shows and documentaries like we do. But, you know, it's important to share historical stories, but it's important, too, to tell the present stories and modern-day stories, you know, like the Deuce, for example. You guys knew I was going to bring James Franco up, but, you know, the Disaster Artist hit theaters, the Lakeview theaters last night, you know. The AIDS will hit national, and also I think it's showing in some places in UK right now also. So congrats to them regarding the Disaster Artist finally hitting the theaters. I can't wait to see it. But just like the Deuce, for example, we need more stories. And someone was telling me recently about a story that's being told in Memphis. One of their favorite new TV shows is a TV show based in Memphis. I just got like a notice regarding Danny Glover has a TV, has a project going on in Atlanta that's casting. I think it's called Atlanta. So, you know, there are present stories, present-day stories and other stories. So I've always been concerned about being typecast. But, you know, this right here hurt, making people's jobs difficult. And then when you really want your big break, you got to deal with situations. So it's really good that this is being exposed. And maybe some people that maybe because they've heard stories, have not really pursued their career in certain industries, maybe they will pursue their careers now since it is open now. It's not just an open secret, but it's open now. Companies are not tolerating all what their handout books and company policies state now. People are telling the truth regarding situations, you know. So it's just amazing though what's going on. So Cousin Linda have not called yet. I hope she's feeling okay because she had a little cough herself. But I had seen on her Facebook page where Van Jones has a new gig, a new show on CNN, and I had shared with her. I think he's pretty cool. I love his angle and his causes. And Prince, that was someone that Prince really trusted and loved working with and collabing with. So with all the news of people losing their jobs, congrats to Van Jones. It's good to hear a whole another perspective, and I can't wait to see the guests that he would be having on his show also on CNN, if I'm not mistaken, where we would be seeing Van Jones. So that's super awesome. So I had scheduled the show for 90 minutes because I know Cousin Linda likes to we usually go on and share certain stories and really go in depth regarding certain topics, but I will keep it, cut it in about 11 minutes, turn it into a 30-minute show. And tomorrow we'll broadcast and talk about, of course, James Franco and some of the Disaster Artist reviews. I see where The Room will be released nationally on January 18th. And I love the appearance of James and Tommy Wiseau on Jimmy Kimmel on Wednesday night. And I just remembered I missed Dave Franco on Ellen yesterday. So I definitely have to look up that video and check that clip out. Man, I was really busy. I was really tied up And I've just thought about it, but that's something that we had been talking about in the James Franco Project group on Facebook and also on Instagram. So definitely follow us, and shout out to all the members. We've reached 300 members, so a big shout out to the members. And the Revolution in the Minneapolis Sound Project, we're at like 50 members. Good to have intimate groups, though, where we can really share info, and a big shout-out to the Save Dallas page also, and Josh Henderson and his mother, Sharon Henderson. Man, they shared some awesome holiday pictures during Thanksgiving. It's just amazing how caring so people have been during this holiday season, you know, from everyday people to well-known celebrities. I mean, they open their Thanksgiving dinner to some of Josh's friends that he worked with and that are also not from the Los Angeles area. And that's cool. That's how we, you know, that's how we, people are. That's how we are, right? So that's pretty cool for them to share that on Facebook also. And their puppy dog was, like, very happy. And there's much more to talk about. But I just want to thank you all for your support. Be sure to email cultureshockinc_beth@gmail.com, cultureshockent_beth@yahoo.com, and also at cultureshockinc_beth@gmail.com. And also connect with me on Instagram at Beth Entrepreneur and blog BethEntrepreneurTumblr.com. Twitter, Beth Williams, BethWMS, and Culture Shock Inc., KultureShockEnt. A cough, that cough is trying to come out. I'm doing my best to keep it down. Also on LinkedIn, I'm at LinkedIn.com/IN/ Bethany C. Williams, entrepreneur.com. I think the last time, I check into my LinkedIn often, but I think the last time I checked in, I had like close to 50 friendship invites. So a big shout out to all of my social media friends and supporters of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Those of you that I network with throughout the world and in person, a big shout out to you, and thank you. And remember, open submissions is still going on till December the 15th of this year. Those of you that would like to submit your original music videos to Crossroads Film Festival, if you would like to be considered to be part of the showcase entitled the Mississippi Music Showcase Block, part of Crossroads Film Festival in April. This year, it will be April the 12th through 15th at Medco Theater in Madison, and with events held in Jackson also, like we do. But the deadline is December the 15th. And just wanted to remind you, last year the submissions were so awesome. The showcase was so awesome. And I know this year is just going to be off the chain. So don't want anyone to miss the deadline that intend to submit. Of course, it's all about, I mean, Crossroads Film Festival is an international film festival, but then also it's all about promoting the cream of the crop talent based or connected to Mississippi. So when it comes to the Mississippi Music Video Showcase, the selections go with those that are based or strongly connected to Mississippi. Then we go regional, then we go national, and then we go international. So you do your best to get your spot. Last year, it was a 90-minute block. And, it was just super amazing. I am the volunteer Mississippi Music Showcase coordinator for the second year. And and we're planning a panel discussion in conjunction with the block this year also. Last year we had workshops, and they were super amazing, and award-winning producer, engineer Ron Carbo spoke. Melanie Addington, the executive director with the Oxford Film Festival, she shared an amazing workshop regarding social media, how to manage your social media presence. And remember, the Awesome Film Festival would be in February. So that would be in early February. So definitely connect with Melanie Addison and check out Oscar Film Festival. Also regarding the Oscar Film Festival, if I'm not mistaken, February 2nd through the 5th, if I'm not mistaken. I should know, but you know how your mind all of a sudden go blank. Because I do plan to be a part to attend the Oscar Film Festival this year. I've never been. In 2015, James surprised everybody. I had a feeling he was going to show up, but James showed up when there was a special screening of one of his movies that was filmed here in Mississippi, The Sound and the Fury. But that's not why. I mean, I definitely, there's some things I need to learn, and maybe there are some things I need to do as a volunteer with the Oscar Film Festival, because it's one of the top festivals in the Deep South. And Crossroad Film Festival and Oscar Film Festival, just amazing how we all work together. But again, happy holidays to you and yours. I am going to continue preparing for the morning, attending the coffee and art event. Make sure mother's comfortable and pets are comfortable and all, and work on this cough. I do not want this cough, this cold to get worse. But I need to get out and handle things, handle business, and do some culture things. You know, like go to the Mississippi Museum of Art, and also run errands. And I guess catch some of the Christmas parade. It should be fun. Hopefully, I can get a chance to do that. But it begins right after the coffin art event, so why not? Hopefully I bump into one of my besties, Daryl Smith, who is one of the original members of Mississippi Mass Choir and part of the Smith Brothers. So a big shout-out to Daryl. I'm so glad that he was able to attend the World's AIDS event on yesterday at the Mississippi Medical Mall. Last year I introduced him to the people at the HIV office at Jackson Medical Mall, and I couldn't make it, but he made it and sung last year, and on yesterday he was able to be a part of the festivities and blessed them with songs. And so a big shout out to one of my besties, Daryl Smith. So crazy. You guys, those of you that network with me and those of you that are familiar with Mount Cold Records, Mississippi Mass Choir, and the Smith Brothers, you guys know Crazy Daryl. But thank you all for your love and your support and your prayers. I'm sending much love and support and prayers out to many of you. Those of you that have lost loved ones and going through crazy situations, I feel you, because I'm going through happy things, and just like you, I'm going through some, you know, being sick is not fun, you know. And so thank you for your prayers for pushing me, helping me overcome that. But we're in this for each other. We're all in this together. So it's good that we're here for each other, doing good, not so good, and horrific times. But we want more good times, right? So next Saturday, let's talk about New Year's resolutions and also talk about things to do during this time of year, during this holiday season and end of the year as we welcome in a new year. Baby New Year 2018. But thank you so much for tuning in and supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You're super amazing. I hope I provided you with everything that I need to so you can continue contacting me. Thank you to those that video message me and message me and contact me by any means necessary. Big shout out. I do my best to respond as quick as possible. I will do my best to. I need a new charger for my netbook. My new tablet, my cell phone, for some reason is preventing me from putting up my playlist. So I will work hard on getting my playlist up, because I have so much music that I need to share with you guys. And there are so many music friends of mine that are looking forward to coming on and talking about their music also. But big shout out to Cyrus Webb also, here at Blog Talk Radio, doing amazing things always based here in Mississippi. And big shout out to those Cowboys and those Saints. Cowboys did their thing on Thursday night, and big shout out to the Saints for doing their thing, and to everybody, all of us that's keeping our head up. But again, I will conclude the show, and I thank you so much for tuning in. We do have a show scheduled on tomorrow, and just check the schedule for shows and times. And if you want to be a guest or a guest co-host, just let me know. And for ideas, like you do, please don't hesitate. So, again, a big shout-out to all my social media friends and throughout the online world. Instagram, there meet some amazing people on Instagram, YouTube. I'm getting better, you know, Snapchatting. And so big shout out to the Donis and his family in Ponce, Puerto Rico. He will be a guest real soon. Brown Girl Nomad will be a guest real soon. Looking forward to hearing about her life working in corporate America, and then just decided, hey, I'm tired of working in corporate America. I am going to tour the world, and definitely can't wait to hear her story. And she will share advice to us regarding how we can travel, you know, fearlessly like her. So can't wait to talk to her in the near future. But again, thank you guys for your love and support of Culture Shock Entertainment Report since March 21st, 2011. And also, you know, I had another show that I began a couple years ago called Image Mechanisms. Image Mechanisms will be coming back too, because it's more of a focus on, you know, beauty, fashion, and so on. And now I understand my mindset of creating the spinoff, because we have so many entertainment and lifestyle and community topics to talk about. It's important also to have a show that's pretty much focused on the importance of the beauty and fashion industries and the behind-the-scenes work also. But, again, you've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you for your love and support.